strangers. The knight, a fleshy man with yellow hair, rode a warhorse that cost as much as a carpenter earned in 10 years. The monk was much older, perhaps 50 or more, a tall, thin man who sat slumped in his saddle. Most striking was the priest, a young man with a sharp nose and lank black hair, wearing black robes and riding a chestnut stallion. He had an alert, dangerous look. The ox cart stopped beneath the gallows. The sheriff's bailiff, a huge man, slipped the noose rope over the prisoner's head and tightened the knot. Then he jumped down to the ground and pulled the rope taut, securing its other end to a hook in the base of the gallows. The men-at-arms untied the prisoner's legs and left him standing alone on the bed of the cart, his hands bound behind his back. A hush fell on the crowd. That was when the prisoner began to sing. He had a high tenor voice, very pure. The words were French, but even those who could not understand the language could tell by its plaintive melody that it was a song of sadness and loss. A lark, caught in a hunter's net, sang sweeter then than ever, as if the falling melody might wing and net dissever. As he sang, he looked directly at someone in the crowd.